The Offside Rule Euro Show with Kate Borsay, Lindsay Hooper and Hayley McQueen. Brought to you by HTC. Official smartphone of the UEFA Champions League and UEFA Europa League.
Hello, enchanté and a very warm welcome to match week 2 of the new Offside Rule Euro Show brought to you by HTC. This is our preview show ahead of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games this week. We're really excited to be bringing you the lowdown. Myself, Kate Borsay, Lindsay Hooper and Hayley McQueen. Hello, ladies. Is.
Bonjour, hello.
I'm giving up on all of that. But hello, and thanks very much for downloading. Yeah, Lindsay's sticking with the English on that one. Coming up on today's show, plenty to look forward to. Knowing me, knowing you, we're going to get to know a few more of the slightly more obscure teams involved in the action this week. We'll tell you more about our new competition and tell you who won the last one as well. Very exciting. HTC offering you UEFA tickets there. We're also going to be hearing from Mina Rizzucchi on Serie A. Susie Scharf is going to be reporting in on the Bundesliga. And we're going to talk Euromix as well, because I'm always intrigued by funny names and stuff. The Europa League's given me an absolute gift of a topic this season. You're going to be looking at some rather obscure Europa League teams and telling me what you think they sound like more so than football teams, if you see what I mean. There are several ways that you can download us and you can catch us. Lindsay Hooper, fill us in.
Well, there's a few ways you can find us. You can get all of the content of our written blogs, Eurobytes with KP. Those are at offsiderule-europeanfootball.com. You can go direct to the website offsiderulepodcast.com. We're on Twitter at offsiderulepod. We've got a YouTube channel, the Offside Rule TV. It goes on and on. You can also listen via Audio Boom.
Quick summary on what's going on this week then, ladies. In the Champions League, Manchester City, they lost to Bayern Munich. Big loss for them, that one. They now play Roma this week. Chelsea, after their draw against Schalke, meets Sporting Lisbon. Liverpool travel to FC Basel after their narrow win against Ludogorets last match week. And Arsenal take on Galatasaray after their hammering by Dortmund. Oh, I hope they can recover. In the Europa League, there were draws, weren't there, last match week for Tottenham and Celtic. Tottenham meet Besiktas, Celtic meet Dynamo Zagreb, and Everton, perhaps one of the results of the match week last time, they travel to Krasnodar. Don't know where Krasnodar is? Stay with us. Lindsay Hooper has more information for you.
I'm still looking, I'm still finding stuff.
On that note, let's get stuck into the first topic.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stelling, and you're listening to The Offside Rule. Three women talking about football. I'm used to listening to four old women talking about football on Saturday afternoons, so I'll definitely prefer this.
So to our first topic, knowing me, knowing you. Aha! Yes, that's right. I apologise for our non-UK listeners. I had to go a bit Alan Partridge. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's brilliant. So we are going to get to know, furthermore, about some of the Champions League and Europa League teams that UK opposition are meeting. Hayley, I'm going to go straight over to you. I've assigned you Galatasaray.
So Arsenal are going to be taking on Galatasaray. Then they take on Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. It is a huge week for them. They'll be desperately looking to pick up points and team morale. Galatasaray, they won just two games in all competitions so far this season. In their opening Champions League game, they drew with Anderlecht. That was at home. They won actually at the weekend. It's their first win since the opening game of the Turkish League, so they're not in great form at the moment. They have met Arsenal before. They beat them 4-1 on penalties in 2000. Arsenal fans will remember this. It was actually the first ever UEFA Championship won by a Turkish team. There you have it. So a little bit of a fact that you didn't know. Another fact that you might not know is they were founded in 1905 and that Galatasaray is older than the modern Turkish state. When the club was founded, Turkey was the central hub, what was then the Ottoman Empire. A bit of history for you there, okay? Since 1998, what about the goals? Well, every goal scored by Galatasaray, the last part of the song of I Will Survive by the Hermes House Band is played. Yep, it's an English song by a Dutch group, but they use a section that doesn't have any lyrics and it just goes la 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 la. And that has been played since 1998.
That's perfect if you don't know Turkish, isn't it? Brilliant.
It suits me perfectly. I could join in with that.
I've never heard of the Hermes House Band, but look them up. Interesting. Lots of people, of course, call their stadium the Turk Telecom Arena, hell, because of their anthems and the continuous roar of the fans as well.
Lindsay?
I'm going to fill you in on Krasnodar, who are the opponents for Everton in the UEFA Europa League. Now, my Blink feed on my M8 at the moment is just full of Russian football now. There's no escaping it. Rather than turn to Kate Partridge, who used to work out in Russia, I decided that I'd go through lots of different sites. So I've managed to find quite a bit out here. They're currently seventh in the Russian Premier League. They finished fifth last season. Their nickname, and this really suits me being a Taurian, are the Bulls. Ooh. They're the Bulls. They were formed and founded in 2008. They played their first Europa League match in July last year. So it's pretty much new to them, European football. So in this group, they've got Everton, who they've got next. They've got Lille and Wolfsburg. But a little bit of other information to go with Krasnodar. They actually boast one of Russia's most active youth academies. So they are the equivalent of our Southampton, I guess, bringing through brilliant players.
And then just selling them all to bigger, better clubs.
Yeah, I think in this case, it's selling them to the biggest Russian billionaire. Because let's come on to that. The owner is Sergei Galitsky, a 45-year-old businessman. He's worth... How much do you think he's worth?
Oh, goodness.
How much do you think this man is worth?
Billions.
Well, you are right with the billions, yeah.
A billionaire.
He's got $8.2 billion. Dollars.
I will have the point two. That'll do me. Just give that to me. I'll form my own little club.
Okay, well, let's move on more to the squad themselves. One of their greatest weaknesses is deemed to be their defence. Although at the moment, you know, their record isn't too bad. But I think it's one of the things that Everton will try and break down. They've conceded 39 goals to 45 being scored. So they obviously have a good attack as well. They've got a few key players. I know that Kate Borsay wanted me to pick out Wunderson. Wunderson.
Love it. What about a Wonder Wunderson player?
Yeah, there you go. One of the things to mention is their attendance. They get about 15,000 per game. They do tend to do really well against lower league opposition, this team, just looking back on their history records.
So that's good for Everton, is it? Yeah.
No, I was thinking Everton might be quids in, but at the moment, maybe not. So that's a little bit of a roundabout introduction to them. Come back. I hope Wunderson scores now.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Lindsay, for all things Krasnodar. I've chosen to go with FC Basel. They play Liverpool. Liverpool travel to the San Jakob Park, where England won 2-0, of course, against Switzerland back in early September. Now, Basel, really good record last year in the Champions League. They beat Chelsea away and at home in the Champions League group stage. So they come into the competition with a good record from last year. They last played Liverpool in the Champions League group stages in 2002-2003, where, not so good for Liverpool this, they pipped Liverpool to second place in the group and basically dumped them out of the competition. It was a bit of a shock. The only player to survive from that lineup back in 02-03, who's still in Liverpool's lineup now, is, care to take a guess, the only player still surviving?
Gerrard.
Well, it's got to be Gerrard, yeah.
It certainly is. Gerrard remains. Those were the glory days, of course, of Owen Heskey, Dudek Hamann. But yeah, Gerrard remains in the Liverpool side. Ex-Liverpool player Philip Dagan now plays for Basel. And there's another connection here as well. Brendan Rodgers, of course, the Liverpool manager, replaced the now Basel manager Paulo Sousa as manager of Swansea in 2010. There's a bit of musical chairs going on there. Of course, Sousa left for Leicester City. I'll give you a quick extra one on the end here. Roger Federer is a high-profile fan. Well, he's Swiss. It kind of figures, doesn't it? If you want to know more stats and information about a team who you don't know much about, or even to see what's on there about your team, check out the football feed, the HTC football feed. Loads of great stuff on there as well. We've been bringing it up on our HTC phones. It's a really useful feed, full of stats and interesting information.
Check out the European football section on our website, offsiderulepodcast.com.
Now, another week would not go past on this Euro Show podcast without a competition. Congratulations to Emma Morris, who gave us the answer Gareth Bale. Now, that's who she thought would have the most impact as a goal scorer in the Champions League this season. So she gets a pair of tickets to see Manchester City Roma. This match week, HTC are going tickets again. Thank you to them for these. They've got a pair of tickets to see Chelsea play Maribor at Stamford Bridge. That's on Tuesday, 21st of October. Really simple question, this one. Hayley, shall I get you to do the honours?
Name Maribor's ground in Slovenia. If you know this, absolutely well done. If you don't, have a little search. You need to go to our Twitter with your answer at hashtag HTC Offside, and the winner will be chosen at random from all the correct entries. So just replaying that again, Maribor's ground in Slovenia is called what? Correct spellings as well, please, ladies and gentlemen.
A pair of match tickets could be yours. You can also enter online as well at offsiderule-europeanfootball.com and via the regular Offside Rule website too. You can also check out the website for full terms and conditions of the competition. Okay, let's talk Serie A with Mina Rizzucchi.
Serie A with Mina Rizzucchi.
It's all about Roma as they fly to take on Manchester City at the Etihad, and it won't be as easy as you might think. That is if your Premier League is the best league in the world, kind of gal. Undefeated in Serie A this season, Rudy Garcia's men have conceded a solitary goal in the league and have been in rampant form. Capable of composed possession and effective counterattacks, many expect the giallorossi to rip the Scudetto off of Juventus this season. As if, but as dear Roberto Mancini said, ugh, this guy always has an opinion, it will be tough for the Italians, who are without several key players. That includes two centre-backs and midfielder Daniele De Rossi. Italian media are labelling it as the match between old friends, as Roma's Seydou Keita will be tasked with marking Yaya Touré. The man whose birthday we will never forget may have won African Football of the Year 3 years in a row, but who was the first to win it? Why, it was Keita's uncle, Salif. Bjorn Kuipers will be the ref in charge, and while he's presided over a few Italian losses in Europe, he was also in charge of Italy's win over England in the last World Cup. Meanwhile, Juve will travel to Madrid to take on Atletico, and no one knows what to expect of the Spaniards. They can't beat Celta Vigo, but then grab a 4-0 victory over Sevilla? Either way, Juve won't be a picnic in the park, considering no one, not in Italy and not in Europe, have managed to win, let alone score against the champions this season. More mature and capable of retaining possession in the final third, it's time to forget about tactics. Diego Simeone's men will attempt to play an emotional game, get under the skin of the Italian players. Now, more than ever, it's time for Juve to show maturity and block out the provocations of a team that enjoys the grit and drama. As for Napoli, they have to win in the Europa League on Thursday to relieve some of the pressure piling on poor Rafa Benitez. That's all for now. Ciao!
Thank you to Mina. Let's head over to All Things German and catch up with Susie Scharf and the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga with Susie Scharf.
Well, hello everyone. Bayern Munich finds themselves once again on top of the Bundesliga table, in no small part to one Mr. Xabi Alonso. His 204 touches of the ball in the match against Köln sets a new Bundesliga record, a very sexy one at that. And not only has he replaced Toni Kroos in the hearts of many Bayern fans, but has also moved into Kroos' house. Meanwhile, Bild reports Arjen Robben is going the way of Cristiano Ronaldo and planning on building a museum of his playing career. And one can only wonder whether there will be a pool and a springboard involved. Wolfsburg fared the poorest of the German teams facing English competition in the last round of European matches, as they were absolutely slaughtered by Everton 4-1. But perhaps Wolves trainer Dieter Hecking got the most abuse for his evil-looking eyebrows on Twitter, if you can believe that. Meanwhile, there's been nothing but praise for former City defender Jerome Boateng after he downed the Manchester club with a last-gasp goal. Guardiola said he's a top. He never says just one top, by the way. Player. I've told him often, if you want to be one of the world's best center backs, you can absolutely do it. Schalke, meanwhile, have gotten their tough group match out of the way with a 1-1 draw at Chelsea, and now Jens Keller looks to be busy keeping his job after beating Borussia Dortmund 2-1 in the rear derby and recording a 1-1 draw with Bayern Munich. It gets easier for the Royal Blues going forward, as domestically they've already faced all the big teams. The aforementioned Dortmund put in a great display versus Arsenal, winning 2-0, as it seems Jurgen Klopp's men are always up for the big matches. It's been difficult to replace Robert Lewandowski, who went to Bayern, but Ciro Immobile and Pierre Aubameyang both managed to score against the London side. This is Susie Schaaf reporting on the Bundesliga, and I'm out. Thanks, ladies.
Don't forget, we've got a Euro Reporters blog up as well. That'll arrive on our European website this week. Lord James is going to be blogging for us as a big tie. Paris Saint-Germain versus Barcelona. Huge tie. Perhaps she'll involve that in her blog. We shall see.
I'm sure she will. I thought you called her Lord James for a second. Although she's a lady in our eyes.
Lording it up with her football.
Loads of other European content as well from us on offsiderule-europeanfootball.com. Pop over and check it out.
Get the latest UEFA lineups, stats and news on the HTC Football Feed app.
Available for free on Google Play.
OK, let's head into a bit of Euro mixing. All the best house music comes from Europe, as do all the best team names as well. You've only got to look at some of the fixtures from the UEFA Europa League this week to see that there are some gems in there.
And you'd know all about the best house music, Kate Borsay, wouldn't you?
Totally switched on me. So I would like you to take some of these football team names, ladies, and imagine if they weren't a football team, what could you imagine this name being attributed to, or what would it represent and why? Lindsay, I'm going to head over to you. Three each, please, and do chip in if you've got the same one.
So, considering we're doing a mix, we'll mix it up. I'll give you one, shall I, and then we'll go round. By the way, I have to apologise in advance for any mispronunciations, because the Europa League is full of some brilliant names in terms of size. Which one am I feeling brave enough for? You know what? I'm going to go for FK Quarabag. Because I thought that that would be a very good parliamentary backbencher. Someone who argues in the House of Commons or the House of Lords, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that sounds not too bad.
Quarrelling? Yeah. Quarabag?
Well, I've got Pauk Salonika. Four letters, P-A-O-K, like Pauk Salonika. It just reminds me of IKEA furniture. You know when you go and buy something that's called Helm or Lack, or there's the four letters from Sweden? I just think it sounds like Swedish furniture. There you go.
Well, in my head, the team Asteres Tripolis is actually a star constellation residing somewhere near Saturn. Lindsay?
Oh, well, with a star theme, that just is beautifully linking into this one. Astra Gwirgin, I think that's how you say it, Gwirgin. I think this would be a very good astronomer's name, Astra.
Estoril, this is also someone's name, a Portuguese princess, Estoril. Or a hand cream, maybe.
Or some other lady products.
Yeah, thank you. I chose that one as well. And I went for Estoril Praia, a brand of petrol station in Portugal.
Oh, very well linked. My final one is BSC Young Boys. And I think if you went back to the 60s, if you went back to the 60s, I think they would be, Kate Borsay, let me say, a very good backing band. There you go. BSC Young Boys.
Trust you to pick out the most puntastic team. Hayley.
Another one of mine. I'm going to go back to yours because I think Quarabag, Quarabag, is a bit like Harry Potter in Azerbaijan. The Quidditch game. It could be the thing that you use, like the puck kind of thing, Quarabag. Their very own version of the Harry Potter style games.
I think we're weirdly tuned in because I've got a Harry Potter link as well. How weird is this? Krasnodar. I think that is the lost house at Hogwarts in Harry Potter. We know about Gryffindor, we know about the others. What about Krasnodar? And I picked up on one of yours as well, Hayley. Pauk Salonika, I've got a type of Greek cheese.
Oh! In a nice pack. Fiorentina, this is pretty easy. A pizza. It is actually a pizza, isn't it? Pizza. Spinach, cheese, egg, garlic, black olives. I'm hungry. Maybe you could eat that whilst watching the Europa League this week.
Or whilst listening to this.
Don't forget the competition to enter hashtag HTC Offside. You can do so on Twitter at Offside Rule Pod. You can also go over to our website as well. Either of them, but head over to the European one because you'll catch the blogs there as well. Offside Rule-European-football.com. We want to know, where do Maribor play their football in Slovenia? So Maribor's ground in Slovenia. You'll get a pair of tickets to watch Chelsea Maribor. That's in the next match week.
And might I just point out as well that Chelsea happens to be in a very nice, affluent part of London. I'd make a night of it. I'd go out in Fulham on the town. In fact, if you need a guide, Hayley McQueen is your lady.
So there you go. You know how to enter HTC's competition now. Don't forget terms and conditions are on the website as well. You can catch us via Audio Boom, iTunes, YouTube, The Offside Rule TV. I've mentioned Twitter already, Facebook, The Offside Rule, and Instagram, Offside Rule Pod. So it's time for us to say a Euro show goodbye. This has been our preview show. Don't forget, in a few days' time, you'll catch the review show after all the UEFA Champions League and Europa League action. We'll catch you then, folks. Bye for now.
Terms and conditions for this week's HTC competition are on our website, offsiderulepodcast.com.